Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Debbie and David Vance from the 6th Annual MoMOM, or Missouri Mission of Mercy, that I traveled to in Joplin last June. This event is a once-a-year, two-day dental clinic providing free care to anyone who's willing to wait in line. Debbie and David spoke about why they volunteer for MoMOM each year and about the importance of educating their patients about dental health's connection to overall health. Here's David.
I was just talking to somebody earlier, though, and you know, we were talking about how we don't like going to the dentist, and that's the reason we do go to the dentist, so that we don't have to see them.
You do have a lot of those patients that have the anxiety only because they experienced something awful when they were younger. But I started this in 84, and I tell patients, you know what? It's not the way it used to be. It is a lot easier now. Technology has advanced, medication, the way we do things, techniques have changed. I'll admit, when I started in 84, some of those procedures were a little wild, and I wasn't having them done. But I tell my patients, you know what? If you trust me, I'll tell you everything that's going to happen, and we get through it.
So, would you say that working with MoMOM has changed you as a person?
I would say that it would. It was a little overwhelming on my first event. I did not imagine when I saw the line of people go all the way around the facility, I thought, oh my gosh. But then I was glad that we were able to help a lot of folks. I remember a few people that came through that one. This lady was crying because for the first time in 20 years, she got front teeth. She was ecstatic. She was able to smile. She was taking pictures. Her kids freaked out when they saw her because she was smiling. She was happy. And you should have seen that big group hug. It was amazing.
Are there any other resources that you wish existed for the patients?
I wish it was a simpler way or a facility where they can come, get it done, and at least get comfortable or get something to get them by until they can actually get into a regular dental office.
So instead of going to a medical urgent care or emergency
room,
they have a dental
area. Because
they
can't do much for you other than give you a prescription. That's it. Yeah.
And if it's inflamed, they're hoping that antibiotic will bring it down so they can go to the dentist and get it. And because if it's inflamed, go ahead and tell more about that, too.
Well, if it's inflamed, anesthetic usually does not work. So you have to get that infection out and under control before we can actually treat it. So.
Yeah, because if somebody comes in, they expect it to be pulled right then, and you have to turn them away and say,
and
we can't do it.
Yeah, if their face is out to this, you know, it doesn't work. So,
and I'm sure that's frustrating for some of the patients, too, when they want something done right now, and then they're told they have to wait.
Now, when I was in oral surgery, we've had some cases where we actually had to take them and admit them and drain because it was so bad that it was just out of control, and that can go into your bloodstream, your lungs, and everything, and then it's a worse situation because now you're dealing with the medical situation and a dental situation. So you're inpatient for 2-3 days until that drains out and you get your system cleaned out. That's rough. And there's been stories about several dental patients that have passed for that reason.
I guess whenever you have the patients, you're kind of explaining to them how much the dental affects their overall health too, right?
Exactly. People don't think about that it can start in your mouth and it goes through your bloodstream and it affects a lot of different organs and a lot of areas. When you go through the whole process and show them that that's where it starts, they're like, oh, okay. You know, you would think that you would be educated nowadays, but truly we're not. So that's why we're here. That's why we do this on a daily basis to hopefully try to get that word out.
That was Debbie and David Vance from the 6th Annual MoMOM in Joplin last June. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was produced by Elena Rivera. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.